The question was asked, how should one or should one educate their children about intimacy, about how children are brought to the world? I think that the question really depends, meaning the answer will depend on what community you're bringing your kids up in. You know, if you're going to bring up your kids in a community where there's going to be boyfriends and girlfriends, spend a few more years learning a Machon Meir. If you're going to go to a community where they're going to be exposed to all kinds of things, where at age 7 they're already doing book reports on the computer, and at age 12 they're already surfing the web with their own iPhone, so then the answer has to be of one nature. If you bring up your child in a community where they're not sitting freely surfing the internet, they're not seeing immodest things on TV or videos or the computer, where at least until age 13, 14, they're having an innocent childhood where they're growing up learning Torah. They know such a thing exists as a woman, and they know that couples get married, but they don't have that exposure to all the externalization of intimacy, meaning I can't even call it intimacy. What goes on, I'm saying, kids go on a bus and they see people kissing and touching one another. You can't avoid that, you know, once you're going with your kid outside your territory, so they're going to see that. But so long as they're not exposed to it, like at home and in school, so then I think that the conversation can be postponed, and one can think about what to expose the child to. You're right, when a child learns Torah, so then they have to understand what does it mean? A woman's defiled, she's a nida. What does it mean that a couple gets married? That doesn't mean we have to go into all the details. That doesn't mean a child has to have all the information. My eldest is 11, so I don't think he has an understanding yet of what goes on. You're right that if it were a different environment, if I knew that in class kids are going to be talking about it, so then I have to think about what my role is going to be, given that this is going to be going on in the classrooms. But with the boys, we can save a little bit of time. We can push it off if we have an environment where we feel comfortable that their innocence won't be exploited. And that can be taken in many directions. Then, through the learning, things come up, and then children can understand it. You know, there are institutions that teach the children Torah, and children at 8, 9 years old learn about a period. They don't understand about how intimacy brings a child to the world, but they do understand that in a woman's stomach there is a process, an evolvement every month with the potential of becoming a baby, and when it doesn't become a baby, so then it comes out in the form of menstrual bleeding, and children just take that in stride and move on. And they understand that it's not tutsanua to talk about it, and they don't go talking about it with their sisters or their mother, but they understand that. And within the learning, it can come up in a very innocent way. It's just a fact of life, and that's fine. Before we move on to teenagehood, we have a different deal with our daughters because they're going to experience it. You don't want a girl to be sitting in the middle of class and panic. I'm bleeding. Who knows what's going on, right? If you didn't prepare her, then that could be really traumatic. Like, what's going on here? With girls, you have to have more of a conversation. But again, that conversation doesn't have to involve the details of romance that you were suggesting. That conversation can involve the system that Hashem created in her body, where when she gets married, Bezrat Hashem, that system will allow her to have kids. And right now, pre-marriage, so she should know that that system is revving up. And as it prepares, so every month, the system develops a lot of blood and nutrition and preparation. And once that starts, so that's a sign that her body's getting ready to become a mother. It's a wonderful thing for her. With daughters, you have to discuss it earlier. They have to know what's happening. As a child matures, I'm not sure that you have to go into all the details that were suggested here. I am not sure the child benefits from it. Meaning, very often, if you're going to, if you're going to develop it, you're going to develop as Yetzer Hara. Meaning, if you talk to someone and tell them, you know, there's this place in the United States called Dunkin' Donuts. Those donuts are out of this world. You have any idea? They have cream filling and custard filling and chocolate filling and mousse filling, and they have toppings like this, that, and other one. And you can develop it to the point where the kid's gonna save up money just to fly to the U.S. and go to Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, you can develop every Yetzer Hara that way. If you're gonna take something which a person is naturally attracted and drawn to, so then I'm not sure you're doing the child a service by going into any of these details. It's stuff which he'll naturally understand. It's enough that a person learns Tanakh, as you said, and a person understands that there's a natural attraction. You know, there's a story about a guy who wanted to bring up his child with utmost purity, so he takes him to an island, and it's only him and the boy and books of Torah. And when the child becomes 18, he takes him to the mainland, and when they get off the mainland, so he starts walking with the kid, and the kid looks across the street, and he sees a woman, and he says, "Daddy, Daddy, what's that?" So he says, "Oh, that's a very special type of sheep." The kid looks at his father, and he says, "Daddy, could you buy me a sheep like that?" Because human nature is human nature. You could bring him up on an island, but being human is being human. If you'll tell him it's a sheep, so he'll want a sheep like that, right? It's part of our nature. I think that sometimes people think they're preparing the children and precluding problems when they're really creating problems if you go into too much details. It's true that a boy also is, it's possible that in a classroom he's going to have a challenge if everyone else knows what's going on and he doesn't know, and then people talk about things, and like I said, there you have to consider as a child grows up what he needs to know. There's definitely room to consider what's best for the kid. But the assumption that he has to know everything at age 13, I don't see what he gains from it. I agree that a person should know. There are halachot. If a child doesn't know that masturbation is prohibited, so you haven't done him a service. I'm saying you want to ensure that there are certain things, that he grows up in a normal way. He understands that desires are normal, that attraction is normal, and that the healthy expression of all that is within married life. And those are tools you want to give him. You want him to understand now how he should channel his thoughts, and that the fact that his thoughts are wandering in certain directions, that's normal. That's a part of life, and he shouldn't feel guilty about it. On the other hand, he should be in control of his feelings. I think in Western society, there's this idea of exposing children to everything very early on, and I'm not sure they're doing the child a favor. Where the balance lies will depend to a large degree on the society you're bringing up your kids in.